And now, James Gravel.
Previously, we discussed some of the here and now benefits of being a Christian. Today, I would like to mention some of the benefits that apply to the hereafter. The main reason why any person should want to be a Christian was expressed by Jesus himself in Matthew 25, verse 46, when he spoke of how, at the end of time, the righteous will go away into eternal life. That was the very point the Apostle Paul was making when he said in Philippians 3, verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That upward call is heaven, which should be the ultimate goal of every Christian. Fortunately, faithful Christians will one day be ushered into that heavenly realm, as Paul reminded first century Christians when he wrote, If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 19 through 22. Christians, as it turns out, are not of all men most pitiable, because there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, verse 1. That same principle was set forth in the Old Testament when the prophet Isaiah wrote, Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, Isaiah 1, verse 18. How is it possible for us to have no condemnation and to have our sins become white as snow? The Apostle John answered that question when he wrote, If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. There is the key, the blood of Christ. Before Christ's death, as Romans 3 verse 25 explains, God was able to pass over the sins that were previously committed by looking forward to Christ's death. After Christ's death, God was able to look backward to the tragic event at Calvary in order to use Christ's blood to forgive our sins.